Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm looking at a piece of Associated Press wire copy here, sent from Vietnam, 4 o'clock on the 29th of April. This was the last chance for those Vietnamese who wanted to go. Rumors had it the Viet Cong would be in the city by morning. Streets around the U.S. Embassy became clogged with the last desperate Vietnamese trying for new life in the United States, as against the regimented life they had been led to expect under communism. Cindy Nguyen joins us now, co-chair of the 50th year Fall of Saigon Planning Commission, former city council member. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me your story, if you would, please, and how you came to this country and your journey.
Yeah. So I was 5 at that time, Tommy, and my father wanted us to have freedom, and he definitely did not want to live under the communist regime. And so he packed all of us up. Just whatever we had, we put it on our body. I came over to America with my parents, my older sister, my older brother, my little sister, and my mom was pregnant at that time, along with my grandparents and my aunt. We were we escaped via boat. We were on a vessel. It had to be for days on the sea, just thousands of Vietnamese immigrants just trying to escape. We landed at Guam, where my father was advised that my little sister, Lorna, would not make the journey. She was really sick on the trip. And they told my father that it's best that we leave Lorna back at Guam so she could pass away and they would take care of her. And every time when I think of that story and I share that story, I still get tears in my eyes, Tommy, because Lorna is now 52 years old. Mm-hmm. She is has a master's degree in education, and she has 3 kids. And so I just can't imagine. And for my father to be in that shoe to make that really hard decision on a journey where he had no idea where he was going. And I'm pretty sure he had doubts. But for him was the fact that Lorna had to be with us. You know, so if she was going to pass away on our journey to America, that her family is going to be with her. And so we landed in Arkansas. We landed in Arkansas and then was sponsored by a family in Monticello, Iowa, Tommy. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we moved to New Orleans because my grandparents can't handle the cold weather in Monticello, Iowa, and my father couldn't fish for a living. So we moved to New Orleans, where I discovered a whole community in New Orleans of Vietnamese immigrants through Catholic Charities and the Archdiocese, particularly Mary Queen of Vietnam, helped families to settle in New Orleans.
So let me ask you real quick, how close was it, Cindy, to the 50th anniversary in Vietnam? How close was it to the fall of Saigon when you got out?
We actually got out right before the fall of Saigon, so a few days before, and we were on our way to America already.
Tell me what for people that, like myself, that have lived here and nothing but freedom and never really been threatened by the loss of that, What is going through your mind as a five-year-old? What is the feeling on the streets there in Vietnam, knowing that the enemy is approaching, that your freedom's about to be taken away, you're trying to get out of the country? I can only imagine the desperation, either as a parent or as a child.
Yeah, so for me it was...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For 5 years, I was really confused. You know, of course, you know, 5 years, you don't understand about politics, about war. You just basically and don't understand why I have to leave my home. But I saw in my parents, I saw in my dad's eye in reference to, and I saw he was very, he was fearful. He was nervous. I'm pretty sure it ran through his mind, like, am I making the right decision for my family? It was chaotic. You hear babies screaming. You hear adults just screaming for their loved ones, you know, because a lot of family was separated during this journey. I was very blessed that even though we travel with, you know, beaucoup of us together, we were all together. And that's something that I'm extremely grateful for.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about some of the things that are planned for today, about the commemoration, I guess, that's going to happen. And also about the influence of the Vietnamese in New Orleans and how I guess because of the French heritage of in Vietnam, how you guys kind of, I don't mean that pejoratively, you know what I'm saying, Cindy, how Vietnamese refugees fit so well into New Orleans. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, couple of minutes left with Cindy Nguyen, co-chair of the 50th Fall of Saigon Planning Commission. Reflecting on her coming to this country at 5 years of age, days before the fall of Saigon, with her family, leaving a sister behind in Guam who they thought was going to die, thankfully didn't. Cindy, before we talk about what's planned with the Vietnamese-American community, talk about the assimilation of the Vietnamese community into New Orleans. And I guess it would be a lot easier for somebody from Vietnam to assimilate in New Orleans than maybe in a place like Iowa.
That's correct, Tommy, and because of the weather, and then not only that, many Vietnamese at that time fish for a living, and then especially when you don't speak the English language and you come over to a new country, and so it allowed, New Orleans really was a space that allowed us to, of course, acclimate to the weather, but most importantly for our parents to be able to start working immediately because we came over literally with nothing. Whatever we had on our body was that's all we owned. And so particularly for my father, he was able to go to fish for a living. And then my mother was able to go pick out shrimp. So in that way to help the family, you know, at that time, Catholic Charity provided housing for us. But my father was like, listen, you know, we appreciate all the help, but we got to work, save up our money, and then own our own home because we don't want to depend on others to take care of us. And that's what we did. And leading up to this 50 year was creating a space for them to really reflect, Tommy, because I don't think my parents, along with others, had an opportunity to really reflect on their journey and talk about the pain and what they saw at that time. And so we're hoping that this 50 year commemoration is going to create that space for them. And then most importantly, to engage the community about the Vietnamese community. I hear it all the time. you know, I don't know much about the Vietnamese community, despite the fact that we've been here 50 years. So, but there's never too late to learn. And I'm big on sharing culture and tradition with others.
As we have this conversation about immigration in a country, why do you think the Vietnamese people, and look, I'm making it a big group. Not, there are individuals, right? Everybody's different. The groups are predictable, yeah. Individuals are not. But why do you think Vietnamese people were so successful once they came to this country?
And so I believe what we, because we were basically, I guess, coming from a country, I came from South Vietnam, so in a rural area, we're, you know, working class in Vietnam, and so just the idea of saving and live within your means allow us to get ahead when we came to America, because I know that, you know, for the past 50 years, many Vietnamese have now excelled to being doctors, own their own business, you know, own their own construction company, own their own hotel. And so I think it's because of us, our cost-saving strategy. And I think there was, like, maybe rumors like, oh, we would have 10 people or 20 people living in an apartment just to save money. It is not a rumor. It is true. You know, that's how we used to save money, so that way we could get ahead.
But you know what? This is American. If you choose to do that, do it. If you're not Vietnamese and you want to live 20 people to an apartment, and as long as it's not against zoning and you're willing to do that to get ahead, do it. That's what America's all about, right?
Well, it's survival, you know, and I think it was our survival technique, you know, to get ahead.
Thank you.
Not only that, but we have family that were coming over, too, that we want to help.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate your time. I really do, and I'm glad you're in this country. Cindy Nguyen, co-chair of the 50th year fall of Saigon Planning Commission. We'll talk to our professor of history and learn more about Vietnam when we come back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.